before January 12th, 2010, or 2010, I guess. We'll have to wait and see what people decide to call it. I'm Gabe Knuth, and today's article is titled, Microsoft and Citrix, Is There a Competition Brewing? Brian and I have been talking most recently on Brian Madden TV in one of our VMworld wrap-ups about how Microsoft and Citrix have become competitors since each has their own VDI solution. With product lines and release dates fresh in my mind, I thought I'd take a look and see if there's anything to this growing sentiment that Microsoft and Citrix have become, you know, more than friends, less than enemies, somewhere called frenemies. These Microsoft hates Citrix rumors have been going on for so long now that I forgot when they started. I mean, in 2003, Bearpaw, which was the code name for what was to be Terminal Services in Windows Server 2003, was slated to be the Citrix killer. Since then, people have been looking for ways to do it without Citrix, and each new version of Windows Server brings new features to remote desktop services that people hope will allow them to go with Microsoft only and get rid of any third parties that they might have involved. In the past, it was easy to look at Citrix and Microsoft as friends. Every time Citrix sold a XenApp or presentation server or MetaFrame license, Microsoft sold a TS-CAL. So it was like Microsoft had a whole fleet of non-Microsoft sales reps out there selling their product. Microsoft didn't care if people chose XenApp over remote desktop services because they sold the license anyway. That arrangement continues to this day, and not just for Citrix. Quest is a big fish in the server-based computing world and has a great relationship with Microsoft. And while Citrix, Quest, and smaller companies like Ericom compete against each other, Microsoft sits back and rakes in the licensing money. In 2007, we started to get a sign of things to come. Now, I'm not saying that I saw this coming back then, but certainly looking back, we can start to see a little bit of a the competition between Microsoft and Citrix. 2007 is when Citrix acquired ZenSource and turned out their own hypervisor, which ended up being Zen Server. Really, in 2008 is when the competition started, I guess, and that's when Microsoft followed with their own hypervisor, Hyper-V. Later on, in the face of some stiff competition with VMware, Microsoft and Citrix formed a partnership that meant that there would be some commonalities between Zen Server and Hyper-V, namely with the disk image container, the VHD file being the same across the board, and some management capabilities of either hypervisor's virtual machines. Thing is, if you choose one product, rather the management products to support those hypervisors, but if you choose one set of products, you essentially don't choose the other set. So this is the first time that we're seeing if you choose Microsoft, you're not choosing Citrix and the other way around. Is it a big deal in terms of the hypervisors? Not really, but it is sort of a sign of things to come. In 2009, Microsoft released their VDI suite, which we kind of look upon as the first time that Microsoft really started to take on Citrix in the desktop virtualization space. If you think about it in the same terms as the Microsoft and Citrix relationship with XenApp and remote desktop services, it's really hard to find any common ground. The products do the same thing. It's not like Zen Desktop rides on top of the VDI suite and enhances it the same way that XenApp rides on top of remote desktop services. And so for the first time in the desktop virtualization area, if you choose Citrix, Microsoft loses out. And if you choose Microsoft, you have no reason to follow that up with Citrix. Of course, Microsoft still receives licensing dollars for VECD, but they get that either way. And so when you boil it down, that's competition, and you know, intentional or not, it's there. So up until this point, which is about mid-2009, it appeared that Microsoft had been leading the charge for competition. VDI Suite has an addition that contains the full capabilities of remote desktop services, Quest was the only other company at the time that had that kind of a solution, where it did both VDI and remote desktop and treated them almost the same way. In late 2009, though, Citrix announced that Xen Desktop 4 would also be including the features of XenApp, which boils down to a single SKU from Citrix that contains both XenApp and Xen Desktop, which is a direct competitor of the VDI suite. You know, it's worth noting that if you use XenApp, even if it's part of the Xen Desktop, if you use those XenApp features, you still need to get a Remote Desktop Services CAL. So Microsoft still gets some money if you buy Xen Desktop, but not, you know, add to that the VECD as well. But it's not, it's still a competitor. You know, you're still not buying Microsoft's VDI solution, opting out for Citrix's VDI solution. So what we're starting to see is a little bit like a tug of war between Citrix and Microsoft. You know, Citrix was leading the charge with the hypervisor, and so Microsoft tugged back and made their own hypervisor. Then Microsoft led the way with VDI suite features, and Citrix tugged back with, you know, the enhancements that they've made to Xen Desktop. Whether or not it's actually a competition, I mean, I don't think it. Either party says that they want to compete, but really that's irrelevant. I mean, the fact of the matter is that they're competing unintentionally, intentionally, or otherwise. It's a competition. So what does this mean long-term, short-term? Short-term, I think that we're actually starting to see some of the benefits of that already. The community had been asking for some sort of combination license from Citrix for quite a while. Pretty much ever since Xen Desktop came out, there's been some chatter about how great it would be if you bought Xen Desktop and got Xen App at the same time. And I would bet that Microsoft heard that as well, and that's why they released their VDI suite with two editions, one that was VDI only and one that was VDI and server-based computing. So Citrix playing... Well, I shouldn't say Citrix playing catch-up, but I'm going to anyway. Citrix playing catch-up and releasing a combined Xen Desktop, Xen App solution, I think that was influenced by this, one way or another. Another is the management console. You know, Citrix has been working on that for a while, and the Xen Desktop 4 management console is a whole lot better than it has been in the past. And I think that these are some of the small things that we'll see as a direct result of an increase in the competition that Citrix has. Long term, it's tough to say. Competition is usually good, but leading to more, and it leads to more innovation and better products. But not that many people go up against Microsoft and win. I'm not going to say that, you know, Citrix or Quest or somebody is going to be out of business or something in a few years. I mean, I think that VDI is way too young to have that happen. I don't really see any acquisitions happening in the near future, but who knows? I mean, this time of year, every year, we hear so-and-so is going to buy Citrix. Last week was at its Oracle, which I think has come up before, maybe every other year. It seems like we alternate between Oracle and Cisco. But I think that we're definitely going to see some fallout due to competing against Microsoft. And then one last thought, and I guess that brings me to the last thought, is that a lot of the same ideas here can apply to Quest v Workspace, which also, you know, Quest also says they have a great relationship with Microsoft, and in fact, they do have a partnership with them. But v Workspace competes with VDI Suite every bit as much as Xen Desktop does. There's no hypervisor element, so it's a little bit different in that regard, but every other piece of it has some sort of conflicting counterpart on the Microsoft side. So to wrap up, really, I don't want to sound like this is a tabloid. I don't want to be out here poking at things, trying to awaken the beast. I don't want to stir up any ill will or anything with Microsoft or Quest or Citrix. But when I sat down and actually thought about this, and then I went back and looked at those charts that I had made, and once I took it all in, I started to see a trend. And I think we've been building on this competition thing, and I think that it's not going to go away. And like I said, whether they choose to acknowledge that there is a competition or not, it just, I mean, it's there. You can't argue with the fact that these products all compete against each other. So with that, I'll leave it to you. I'll find out. I'd love to know what you think. Log on to the website, post a comment there, send me an email, whatever. I would love to know. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.